Thank you for listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley, Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
The following is an encore presentation of American Roots. Charlie Hayden passed away in 2014.
I'm Nick Spitzer. This is American Roots for Thanksgiving. It's time to greet family and friends, eat with them, and begin a season of reflection and celebration of what we have. This hour, American Roots has mood music from Cab Calloway and Bob Wills for all you turkey pluckers and pie eaters. Plus a helping of family harmonies from Johnny Cash and Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Our guest is the revered bass player Charlie Hayden, who began his career playing free jazz with Ornette Coleman. It may surprise you to know that the musically hip Charlie Hayden has rural Missouri country roots.
Country music gave me a thorough background in harmony and melody and intervals. That music was inside my being from the time I was 2 years old, and everything that I do musically shows that it's there.
Charlie Hayden, the bass man, first performed at age 2 as Cowboy Charlie, yodeling on live country radio broadcasts from the family farm. And now he's pulled his own children into the act with a country music recording. Charlie Hayden, Then and Now, coming up. Around here, you know we love jazz and country. So it's time to turn your radio on to American Roots.
Come and listen in to the radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to hear the songs of Zion coming from the land of endless spring, get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
And listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on.
Radio on.
Heaven's glory share, heaven's glory share. Turn your lights down low.
Turn your lights down low.
And listen to the master's radio. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Come and listen in to the Gloryland chorus. Listen to the glad hosannas roll. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Get a little taste of love eternal. Get a little heaven in your soul. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
And listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Heaven's glory share. Heaven's glory share. Turn your lights down low.
Turn your lights down.
I'm gonna tell you again now if you're still listening there. If you're driving into
Joni Mitchell with, let's call it, the secular side of life. You turn me on, I'm a radio. Coming just after John Hartford with the sacred desire to turn the radio on for greater glory. That's an old Alfred Brumley song. Keeping with that corny country radio that Joni sang about, can there be any greater glory than a dance tune like Turkey Hop? Or right now, a song for Tater Pie? It's Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys on American Roots.
Ever since I've been so high, I've been a fool for tater pie. It makes no difference how I stuff, I never seem to get enough.
Pie, pie, tater pie, P-I-E-I-P-Pie. Deeper, upper, pass me the popper. I just love the tater pie.
We'll be right back. the turkey hop.
Boy, when you start,
you don't want to stop.
If you want to be a snake,
you will grab a chick,
then do the turkey hop
and never stop. That's what I'm talking about.
Turkey hop.
Have a banana, Hannah. Try the salami, Tommy. Give with the gravy, Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Try a tomato plate too. Here's cacciatore, Dory. Taste the bologna, Tony. Everybody eats when they come to my house. I fix your favorite dishes, hoping this good food fills ya. Work my hands to the bone in the kitchen alone. You better eat if it kills ya. Pass me a pancake mandrake. Having a derby irby. Look in the fendel mendel. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hannah, Dee Dee, Tommy, Dora, mandrake. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Pasta fazula, Tulula. Oh, do have a bagel, bagel. Now don't be so bashful, Nashville. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hey, this is a party, Marty. Look here, you get the cherry, Jerry. Now look, don't be so picky, Mickey. 'Cause everybody eats when they come to my house. All of my friends are welcome. Don't make me coax you, moax you. Eat the tables, the chairs, the napkins, who cares? You gotta eat if it chokes you. Oh, do have a knish, knishya. Ask him the latke, matke. Chili con carne for Barney. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Face, Buster, Share, Chops, Fump. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Everybody eats when they come to my
Cab Calloway with a Harlem vaudevillian humor. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Have some spumoni, Tony. See, anyone can play this game. Try it out with your friends over Thanksgiving. In front of that, Johnny Otis, who worked in his daddy's Greek grocery in the Bay Area and became a famed West Coast bandleader on the scene in South Central Los Angeles, there with his version of holiday-appropriate country dancing, the Turkey Hop Part 2. More evidence of good taste coming up on American Roots.
Stepping away from American Roots here on KAXE, we'll get you right back to the program. I'm Malachi Coons. We received support from Bemidji Symphony Orchestra presenting holiday favorites featuring the yearly sing-along. It's Tuesday, December 2nd at 7 p.m. at the Bemidji High School Auditorium. Dr. Beverly Everett conducts. Tickets online at bemidjisymphony.com. Donating stocks and mutual funds is a quick, easy way to defend KAXE from funding cuts. You may receive tax benefits as well. Call Sarah for details at 218-326-1234. Coming up today at 3, Shiro's Radio with host Carmel Holt. This week's guest is Americana and bluegrass guitar prodigy, singer-songwriter, and multi-award-winning artist Molly Tuttle, in celebration of her fifth album, So Long, Little Miss Sunshine. Right now, we're heading back to American Roots on KAXE.
I'm Nick Spitzer. It's Thanksgiving weekend, and we've got some family harmonies. Coming up, we're going to revisit a conversation with the late bassist Charlie Hayden about his life in jazz and his less-known country music side. We'll also hear Charlie in a moment playing bass with the blues man James Cotton on harmonica and guitarist Joe Louis Walker on Two Trains Running. But first, let's ride that blue railroad train.
It's a train made famous by thousands of travelers, then put into words by the Delmar brothers and brought back on track by the late Doc Watson and his son Merle on American Roots.
Blue railroad train, and going down the railroad track. It makes me feel so doggone blue to listen to that old smokestack. Come back again, let me hear your whistle blow. You're taking the sun and leaving the rain and making me want to go. I've got the blues, longing for company. It's many miles from where I am to the only one for me. I get lonesome here, waiting for the manifest. I hope that engineer is kind enough to let me be his guest. I'm not as bad as you might think I am, though I've traveled here, I've hoboed there, rambled these states around. Blue railroad train, a good old pal to me. You take me where I want to go, I get my transportation free. Track. It makes me feel so doggone blue to listen to that old smokestack.
Trains are running, ain't but one running my way. Well, now one runs at midnight, the other runs at the break of day. At the break of day, sure enough it is, sure enough it is. I went to my baby's house and I sat down on her steps. She said, come in now, baby, you know my old man just left. My old man just left. Sure enough I, sure enough I did. Sure enough I've been crazy, I've been a fool. I've been crazy, oh, all of my life. Well, now I fell in love with another man, another man's wife, another man's wife. Sure enough I, sure enough I did. Hey, hey, it ain't none of my business, but now you know, oh, it just ain't right to leave your husband in the morning, go out with your boy at night, with your kid boy at night. Sure enough I, sure enough I did, sure enough I did. Well, now she's the one I'm loving. She's the one I do hate to lose. I do hate to lose. Sure enough I do. Sure enough I. Well, she's long and she's tall and she weeps like hay, willow tree. Well, now they say she's no good, but she's all right. She's all right with me. She's all right with me. She's all right. 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 She's all right, she's all right. That woman's all right with me. She's all right, she's all right.
Dutch town is running late. I'm feeling really hungry and I can't wait. The conductor couldn't care less, he already ate. Come Dutch town, I'm hoping to be cleaning off my plate. When it finally gets here, I'll be happy as a clown. That's a dinner train to Dutch town. The chef, he is a Cajun, or at least he seems to be. Something from the annals of railroad history. Cooks up a mean gumbo and does great things with snail. Right now I'm going out and put my ear down to the rail. See if I can't listen for that wondrous sound of the dinner train to Dutch town. It won't be long before that napkin's in my lap. This train's the very thing that put old Dutch town on the map. Right now I gotta find a vending machine and get myself a snack. The station master says he thinks the train has jumped the track. Wait a minute, up the bend, hey, what's that coming round? It's a dinner train to Dutch town.
The Bottle Rockets from St. Louis, Missouri, and their tale of the dinner train to Dutchtown. That's a special run for this holiday weekend. Dutchtown is a neighborhood in St. Louis, originally settled by German immigrants, all part of that city's urban fabric, a mix of French, the Midwest, and African-American cultures. Now, if you get down to southern Missouri, as much in the South as the Midwest, that's where our guest, the late jazz bassist Charlie Hayden, was from. Hayden is known to many for his early work in the late 50s with free jazz sax player Ornette Coleman. A decade later, he founded the Liberation Music Orchestra with arranger and pianist Carla Bley, a group dedicated to political activism. Over the years, Hayden collaborated with pianist Keith Jarrett, Kenny Barron, and Hank Jones, and his most enduring partnership was with fellow Missourian guitarist Pat Metheny. Although Charlie Hayden's homeland for many years was Los Angeles, he grew up mostly near Springfield, Missouri. When I spoke to the consummate jazz bassist in 2008, he was drawing attention for a country music record made in Nashville, Rambling Boy, where he was joined by his musical family and several guests. For Hayden, country music was a homecoming. His career really began at age two, singing, yodeling on his parents' live radio show.
We originated our show from our farmhouse after everybody milked cows and fed the chickens and everything. We went on the air at about 6 in the morning.
Hello, everybody.
And good morning, friends. Howdy, howdy, everybody, everywhere. The Hayden children, Carl Jr.
We were on station KWTO, which stands for Keep Watching the Ozarks.
And last but not least, the little 2-year-old yodeling cowboy, Charles Edwards.
And my dad was friends with the Delmore brothers and the Carters and Jimmy Rogers and Roy Acuff. And Mother Maybelle used to come over and stay at our house when they were in town. And
Mother Maybelle Carter.
Mother Maybelle Carter and June and Helen, who played accordion, and Anita, who played the bass. And I was 9 years old and she was 15, and I was in love with her because she played the bass. And she's also good looking.
You weren't playing the bass then, though, were you?
No, I was not.
You were singing still, pretty much.
Then. I was singing.
Yeah. Growing up in this environment, what did country music do for you as a person who later becomes a renowned jazz bassist? What does country music give you?
Country music gave me a thorough background in harmony and melody and voicings and intonation. I was so lucky to be able to be a part of my dad and mom and my brothers and sisters singing because they were all really good singers, and because they were related, they blended really well. Their voices blended really well.
Well, how is it that you made the transition from country vocalist to an instrumentalist jazz bassist?
I was listening to jazz. I listened to everything. That was when radio was big and there was no television. I always loved the bass because the bass made everything sound deeper. And then, you know, I heard a concert of jazz at the Philharmonic with Charlie Parker and Lester Young and Ray Brown. Billie Holiday, I think, was singing.
It must have been overwhelming to hear that.
It was, especially, you know, I didn't really know who they were. But as soon as Charlie Parker started playing, I guess my whole life changed. I heard the melodies and the harmonies that he was playing, and I said, that's what I want to do. But then when I was 15, this was during the polio epidemic, I developed bulbar polio, which paralyzed the left side of my face and my throat and my vocal cords. And I don't have the range in my singing voice.
It seems to me that as time passed, you started singing with your bass. What gets you out to Los Angeles from Missouri?
There weren't very many jazz musicians where I lived, and I played a lot with recordings. I got on a Greyhound bus and went to L.A. And I started working right away a lot in different clubs.
At what point did you meet Ornette Coleman, and what were your impressions of him in hearing him and seeing him?
I was on a night off from the Hillcrest Club where I was playing with Paul Blay, and I went over to a club called The Hague where Jerry Mulligan was playing, and this alto player came in and asked if he could sit in. As soon as he started to play, you know, the whole room lit up for me. I'd never heard anything like that in my life, but as soon as he started to play, they asked him to stop. The next night on the gig I had, the drummer, Lenny McBrown, said that he knew him. His name was Ornette Coleman, and he introduced us, and Ornette invited me over to his place, and we played for days on end, and he asked me to join his quartet with Don Cherry and Billy Higgins, and we made a recording called The Shape of Jazz to Come, and then we made another one called The Change of the Century. There was no piano, I had to play the chords. Ornette sometimes wrote out chord changes to his melodies, and sometimes he didn't, and I would figure out the chord changes just by ear from where the intervals were in the melody. That's one of the great things about country music, is that it has these great old changes and the bass notes and the harmonies. And I don't know if you ever heard the Delmore Brothers sing.
Oh, I love the Delmore Brothers. Oh, like pre-rockabilly harmonies, beautiful.
Yeah, they sang so great, and the harmonies were so deep and different, you know.
Blue railroad train, going down the railroad track. It makes me feel so doggone blue to listen to that old smokestack.
And that really gave me a background in the art of listening, because in order to play with Ornette, you had to listen to every note he played, because he was constantly modulating from one key to another, and the tonal center was always changing. So I was listening for that tonal center and going with it, and sometimes I would go with it, and other times I would go away from it to make it sound different, and it was fun.
There's a famous break in the song Ramblin' where you play old Joe Clark for just a short passage there.
That music was inside my being from the time I was 2 years old, and so it never left. It never leaves you. You know, it's always there, and everything that I do musically shows that it's there.
Tell me how this great collaboration with Carla Bley came about, its inspiration, the Liberation Music Orchestra.
I had been collecting music from the Spanish Civil War, and I wasn't very happy with what was going on in the Nixon administration as far as Vietnam is concerned. And so I wanted to try to figure out a way I could express myself in music. I called Carla up. Carla and I were friends since 1958, you know, when I had first met Ornette, and she was a great arranger and a great pianist, and she said, let's do it, show me the music. And the music from the Spanish Republican band included French horn and tuba, clarinet and saxophone, and a couple of trumpets. we got these songs together and we wrote some songs ourselves, and it was the first Liberation Orchestra record on Impulse, and it almost didn't get released because of the politics.
You've gone from several versions of the Liberation Music Orchestra. The most recent is Not in Our Name, around 2004. In your America the Beautiful medley, it's anthemic but sort of elegiac. It's sad but hopeful. I mean, that's the musical realization of your feelings, it seems.
Mm-hmm. All the music that comes from a people's struggle to live in a free society, that's all beautiful music because of the dedication that's behind it.
You move to the foreground more and more as a leader, and tell me about Quartet West and how it comes about.
Well, I had just moved back to L.A., and I just met my present wife, Ruth Cameron, and she said, you know, there are a lot of great musicians here in L.A. Why don't you start a band here? And, you know, Ruth and I are old-time movie buffs and film noir buffs and Raymond Chandler buffs, and just living in the city, you know, we're thinking about merging these interests in with the music. And so the first Quartet West record was kind of like a Raymond Chandler novel.
On Quartet West, one recording that you did was Taney County, which that does seem to take you back home to country, and some Woody Guthrie tune maybe in there, but I wasn't sure. He was always riffing on fiddle tunes.
Well, that's the county where I graduated high school, Taney County. Mm. But I know on that particular song I played a lot of old folk songs that we used to sing.
Another, I suppose, return to your homeland is when you're working with the guitarist Pat Metheny, Beyond the Missouri Sky, and I've just been listening to He's Gone Away.
That was a song that my mom used to sing, and also I had a recording of Joe Stafford singing it.
Oh, yeah.
And I played it for Pat. He really loved it. And as a matter of fact, we do it on the new country record. Tanya sings it.
Look away.
Tanya Hayden, Charlie Hayden's daughter, singing He's Gone Away, a bit from the family's country record, Ramblin' Boy. We'll hear from Charlie and the rest of the Hayden family when American Roots returns.
Heidi Holt, and I want to thank you for helping us this year, especially. It's been a rough year for public media, but you have come through for us over and over again. You've come through when we've had matches on the table, when we have needed your support more than ever. Thank you so much. If you didn't get a chance to do it, you can still give for the end of the year, tax-deductible donations. Go to KAXE.org.
I'll be talking to when I say, say to myself, oh love, I just wanna thank you.
I wanna thank you.
So I just wanna thank you.
This is American Roots, revisiting a 2008 conversation with the late jazz bassist Charlie Hayden. He was the patriarch of a musical family. For his album Rambling Boy, he went to Nashville and recorded with his son Josh Hayden, his triplet daughters Petra, Rachel, and Tanya Hayden, and his wife, singer Ruth Cameron, even his son-in-law, the actor and musician Jack Black. Plus, a collection of country and pop greats like Ricky Skaggs, Vince Gill, Elvis Costello, Bruce Hornsby, and longtime collaborator Pat Metheny.
Oh, I'll twine with my mingles and waving black hair, with the roses so red and the lilies so fair, and the
Charlie Hayden made his name in the jazz world, but for this record, he went back over 60 years to his family's Missouri radio show for inspiration.
Going from the old Hayden family songs that I had from my older brother that he'd been saving from, you know, the old radio show days, and when this really was implanted in my mind was Ruth got us to go to my mom's house for her 80th birthday in Kazee Mills, Missouri. And so, you know, at one point, Ruth said, let's hear you all sing together. So we all sang You Are My Sunshine, and it sounded so good. You know, she said afterwards, you guys have to do something together. You got to do a record.
I hear a voice calling. Must be our Lord. It must be our Lord. It's coming from heaven on high.
And I started thinking about it very seriously then, and then Pat Metheny encouraged it when we did Precious Jewel, the song of Roy Acuff's on our Beyond the Missouri Sky record, and Mark Fain and Pat were a big part of this too. Mark Fain's the bass player with Ricky Skaggs. So all these guys that came down and played were fans of mine and really wanted to be a part of it. It was done with a lot of love and a lot of fun.
Now, if I could ask Tanya and Petra, two of the three daughters there, you have remarkable harmonies. I was listening to Single Girl, Married Girl.
Single girl, single girl, just going where she please. Oh, just going where she please. Married girl, married girl, the baby on her knees. Oh, baby on her knees.
This is Petra. You know, my sisters and I sang a lot when we were kids, when we were five or six or something, just singing around the house.
And you and Rachel used to harmonize together and improvise all the time.
All my grown kids, and back then in the kids' days, they all loved music and they were all involved in their own music and different bands. And, you know, they were exposed to a lot of music while they were growing up, and I was exposed to their music.
Josh, how about your piece of this? You've been into punk and other kinds of rock. What about the country sound that's all over this great recording with your family?
It seems pretty natural to make a country record given my dad's roots.
And, you know, Josh did this song that he had recorded before that he wrote called Spiritual.
Jesus, oh Jesus, if you hear my last breath.
The record is called Rambling Boy, and, I have to reflect in country music the image of the traveler, the searcher, but then maybe the sense of the prodigal come home.
I was rich, but a rambling boy, through many a city I did enjoy.
Does that Rambling Boy song resonate for you? Vince Gill sings it on the record.
Yeah, I knew I wanted to do it. And the guitar introduction that Mother Maybell used to play when she would come over to our house, and it was on the record that they did back in the 20s. I asked ask Russ Barenberg to learn that guitar introduction note for note, you know, because it's so great. It gave me a good feeling to teach these songs to Rachel and Petra and Tanya. And, you know, I'm especially pleased that this is going to be bringing the old country music plus a lot of other music that's beautiful. And I just wanted to bring the feelings of those songs back.
The late Charlie Hayden and the Hayden family visiting with us for Thanksgiving week. Charlie Hayden passed away in 2014. I think Charlie and the gang would appreciate a Cajun country waltz coming up dedicated to Mama and Papa, Mère et Père. And this one from Johnny Cash, lying it out with vocal parts in his family circle on American Roots.
I remember when I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad, but there's a silver lining behind every cloud. Just poor people, that's all we were, trying to make a living out of blackland dirt. But we'd get together in a family circle singing loud. Daddy sang bass,
Mama sang tenor,
me and little brother would join right in there.
Singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. No, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sing bass,
Mama sing tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. Now I remember after work, Mama would call in all of us. You could hear us singing for a country mile. Now little brother has done gone on, but I'll rejoin him in a song. We'll be together again up yonder in a little while. Daddy sing bass,
Mama sing tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there.
Cause singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. Oh no, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy'll sing bass,
Mama sing tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Mashre Emil, etad Emil, for my mare mon père, sa connu, va tout en les aimer. Mon amour est vrai, aussi vrai. For my mère et mon père, pour ça qu'on est, va tout le temps les aimer. Dans mon cœur, j'ai de l'amitié pour ma médaille. Et je prie tous les soirs pour ma médaille. Tous les jours, ma chérie est mieux, et toi est mieux. For my mère et mon père, pour ça qu'on est, va tout le temps les Mashre Emil, etad Emil,
for my mighty mon père, but I connais pas tout les amis. Mon amour est vrai, aussi vrai, for my mighty mon père, but I connais, ils sont tout le temps dans mon idée. Dans mon cœur, j'ai de l'amitié pour ma médaille. Et je prie tous les soirs et tous les jours pour ma médaille. Ma chérie mille, et t'as des mille pour ma mère et mon père. Pour ça qu'on est, va tout le temps les aimer.
Cajun accordionist Belton Richard with a French take on the song by Lefty Frizzell from Corsicana, Texas, just across the Louisiana border. Mom and Dad's Waltz, La Valse de ma mère et ma père. You know, this is a time of family gatherings when we're supposed to look out for each other, relatives, neighbors, strangers. And here's a message of love and tolerance for all by the original Soul Sister. It's gospel guitarist Sister Rosetta Tharpe on American Roots.
I will keep you home together. Bring your wandering sons back home. I will make you love one another. I will keep your home. Happy when you
Will the Circle Be Unbroken? A hymn first made popular by the Carter family, played here by New Orleans professor of traditional jazz, Dr. Michael White, who made it an unspoken comment on the condition of our hometown. And we hope that you're enjoying this American Roots Thanksgiving in your own hometown or village, wherever that may be. If you'd like to listen to this and all the past programs, plus support our archives, visit our website, AmericanRoots.org. American Roots is underwritten by the National Endowment for the Arts, New Orleans Tourism and Cultural Fund, and Jim Hart. Our presenting station is WWNO at the University of New Orleans. I'm Nick Spitzer, and this is American Roots from PRX, Public Radio Exchange.
Wrapping up hour one of American Roots, there is one more for you, and then On the River on the way at 1 o'clock. You are listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, at 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. We receive support from ICTV. Stay tuned, stay connected. Learn more at watchictv.org. And thank you to everyone who donated to KAXE during Give to the Max. You've made a